Morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. Man, it's been a hectic week. We've been doing a lot of business, so it's been hard to be able to get everything together. But I appreciate y'all for holding on. You know I got something special for y'all. So stay tuned. Put your hat on. Get your clothes on. Get everything right. Because it's about to be a bumpy ride, baby. All right? Thank you. Good morning.
Yeah.
It really didn't at first.
Don't make sense for me.
But now I understand how a lot of shit be.
Don't make sense for me.
If I gave them my all, would they stand for it? If I fell off, nigga, would they be dead for me? Hell no, cause they never really cared for me. The worst days, I always prepared for it. Mama told me learn my lesson, so I passed my class. And everything I came to, I did the math. Fuck a half, I need the hole, so I keep it in the hole. My money that don't fold, nigga, tryna get it like swole. No details for these niggas, cause they talk too much. I live a life where niggas are getting chalked up. Talking that down stuff, but I really stay up. Hit the Greyhound, out of town, like right back. SOB, we live that. DOC, we be that. Nigga, LAK all day. What my. Rest in peace to my dog. Niggas locked up, keep your head high, y'all. Don't worry about the bullshit, cause I got this. Don't worry about them dumb niggas, cause I keep the clips. Fucking with my dogs, that's the blood and the crips. Nigga, how we roll every day, getting them chips. Get my cheese, then I dip. Fuck crashing a whip. I gotta get mine. Aston Martin shit. Ain't asking nobody for nothing. I gotta grind for it. I told them boys I was coming, got the mind for it. Cause it don't make sense to me, really. All the bullshit don't mean shit to me, really. I don't do this shit for the feelings. I just do it, nigga, cause I'ma always be a villain. Remember what they said about me, said I wasn't shit. But I was full of, so I went and took a shit. Now I'ma shit on a couple niggas and a few bitches. Let me tell me how I do it. I get it, cause there's no limit. Sky's the limit, and I put my mind to it. I've been grinding from the bottom, I've been all through it. All in the mud with my dog, struggling hard. Like, tell these bitches get off us, we dogs in the yard. Bitch, yeah, that don't make sense to me. If it don't make cheese, better break in the groceries. Nigga, gotta eat, nigga, in these cold, pity streets. Cause you're the last of a dying breed. I need, don't make sense to me.
Dollars net worth, bro. That means I can get paid. Because Navy Federal Credit Union said, send us your business plan. I told them what I needed. It said, I need $1 million for my business. But really, the true cost for everything I need is actually $5.2 million. It's a killer business plan. And it's going to be my fifth company. It's going to be the first one I'm going to buy. Do you have a flame? I need a desperate smoke and cigarette. Drink anything. Soda. I need calories. I have no money on me. I have keys to a Harley. I let you ride my fucking Triumph. I gave you $250. I hope you can float me a soup of seats. Wendy's, a McDonald's, I don't give a fuck. I'm low blood sugar. I'm about to pass out literally and fucking get really hurt, dude. And I'm burning up now. But we're good. I don't want to ask you on your headliner. Stop and eat fast food. I'll take a fucking dollar sandwich. A chicken sandwich. I don't give a fuck. And an orange soda if we can. McDonald's up here on the right. If you want to stop there and give me an orange soda and a fucking McDouble, I ain't got no cash. I ain't got no credit cards, but I got my red phone, and I got my Harley key. Everything is replaceable. They towed my SUV full of all kind of fucking shit. I'm getting ready to bankrupt the towing company, but they're going to hire me to tow cars at night.
Well, I ain't even got no money.
That's me. Hold on. My shit's ringing. Call me three fucking times back to back, and then somebody else called me that I love.
I'm a pain, man. I go to church service center.
Shit, God bless you while you can't bless me. I walked though, but I ain't go home right then and there. I stayed in the street downtown for a minute. But if you took me across that bridge, I'd have took my ass to my mama house. But I cut up a little bit. I wouldn't even cut up that night. If you would, you know what I'm saying? That shit crazy, dog.
Just give me $5, I'll take it down.
All right, we in there now. Bang, bang. Uh-huh. Cook, that boy, that's why I'm glad I didn't trip when you got this dry mouth goddamn halfway. Cause I knew one day I might see you again and you would look out for me. You hear me?
Nah, man.
Damn right. I damn so do know what you mean. That's $5 right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just paid him that shit up, dog. I called my mama. She was on her way. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So why wouldn't you got to look out for when I ain't got to pay nobody? I ain't got to pay my mama to come get me. She gonna come get me. And she got it somewhere close by. And she right at the house where I'm going. I appreciate this so much, bro.
That's been up.
I tell motherfuckers, CMB. Cool. No, CMB. CMB. I got covered with the name. CMB. It's BMB. Cool. Cool. CBN. Cool. Crucial bitch, nigga. In a coupe. With diamonds. Got there with bitches. Maybe one or more than three. I don't need nobody in front of me. They have my, you know, I'm a G forever. O to the D. You ain't got nothing to eat up there? Mm-hmm. Tell me you got a cigarette, because you smoked one that last time.
I ain't smoked a cigarette.
You got a cigarette?
I don't smoke a cigarette.
What the fuck, man? BDH. Bad as hell. This motherfucking hair got them so fine. Man, what's wrong with this bitch? And when she get hit in her mouth, where else she going? She gonna know that she got BDA.
My whole song, man. My whole song, man. They going all the way out of the country. You the whole song.
So you do like this, I'm gonna, I'm be catching the cab all the way across town. I just be from like down on Ramsey, goddamn Hillsborough, across the river, downtown area. Man, I make money every day, bro. Every day.
Get down,
lady. Fuck that. She just finna have a sex. Happy that she finna go get something to eat. That I'm letting her. Be able to go get something to eat. Having all that doggy style. Wait the dog man here, homie. My middle bro.
Dog man.
Dog man. Light skin, cornrow. You know what I'm saying? Dark hair. Look at the dog eyebrows. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. Slim dude, but he don't show love. Since he been locked up, he ain't got tatted up. Man, he the baby now, but his my own mother, but really he the middle child.
It's a little baby child.
Kenzie, McKenzie, Mozaki, he died of cancer. My mama was smoking them goddamn cigarettes and shit.
Nobody you want a cigarette?
Ooh, yeah, I want one. Who me?
You wanna go father?
Yeah.
Where you go next?
Huh?
Go to the other Family Dollar?
Yeah. That's the one I was telling you the last time. Yeah.
How much money do you make panhandling?
See, it depends on what the motivation like, the motion of the people like. But on a good day, I make about $70 to $80 to $100.
Damn.
Huh?
I said damn.
All right, man.
I thought you would ask for one penny, though.
That's how I get them. Hey, G-Flex! Bang, bang! What's up, brother? What the fuck he is? He might be a new angel. Somebody I just created. So when you pull up, you see him in the car with the blue ass. He might not got no mama or no dad. I might just created him out of nothing. Ain't that right?
Yeah, you can say I made him out of nothing.
That's how God can do. A lot of these bitches y'all be seeing, y'all be thinking of me. God, them bitches were born in the 1900s. She be like, I'm 27. I was born 1999 or some shit. Yeah. You know where that orange store is over here? Right? Yeah, the orange store, right there by $30. I'm good. I might be able to get just give you a couple more goddamn dollars up. I ain't lying. Depending on who I, you gotta understand, you gotta be at the right place at the right time. You feel me? Sometimes you just gotta sit still. You feel me?
Yeah.
And wait till a motherfucker come through. Especially if you got a storm, you feel me? I just tell a motherfucker I'll be right there. I'll be like, look, let's see. There be too much in the heaven. And we sit here 30 minutes, and I make $15. Or 30 minutes to an hour, and I make $15. That's better than nothing. $50 an hour, good, ain't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Damn, so we're at $10 an hour, good.
I think that.
Well, minimum wage for the going to 8 something, ain't it?
Don't y'all get paid more than that as a panhandler?
Huh?
Don't y'all get paid more as a panhandler?
More than as a what?
Like, you can get up to $20 a day, can't you? Up to $10 an hour, right?
Yeah. I can get $10 an hour, I know that. If not 10, at least 8, 7 or 8. Depending on how the people is, though. The orange store right over there, you know the orange store, right?
Yeah, the one right there.
Yeah, straight over there. That's my store. I go there anytime, except when that little motherfucker who think he own goddamn the store. Goddamn, I said, fuck that, Mirage, this your goddamn store. Goddamn, because you treat me the best, and I know I'm Jesus. But I don't give a fuck about this shit as long as I'm all right. Fuck a stove, fuck a car, or whatever. As long as I'm able to, you know what I'm saying, live life. You hear me?
Yeah, man.
Damn right, I don't know what you mean. Damn. I wish you could drop me off at the light right there.
Nah, I'm gonna drop y'all right here.
All right, that's fair. Give me some cigarettes, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, for now on, when I'm coming across over here, this is the drop-off spot. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
The orange store. No matter if I got 5 or 6 or whatever, I can at least get to this orange store, right?
Mm-hmm.
I got you. Real straight. Give me that, dog. Oh, my orange. My shoulder broke, bro. it had surgery, but you know what I broke. When they broke it, trying to run me over on this street right here, 53.
Damn.
I was up there by that store right now.
He let him run you over.
Nah, I got hit by a U-Haul truck going 50 miles an hour. Boy, it was really 55. I mean 45. Who this right here? That ain't no podcast, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, I don't even know him. Thank you, bro.
All right, Pouncer.
All right. Oh, boy. But tell me.
Oh yeah, it's a little high tech. Thank you, class, all of our panelists. Kevin, that was what you were sharing, that was about Fannie Lou. And you know, I thought about her and I heard this class say he's sick and tired. And Fannie Lou ain't his own, and he's sick and tired. He's sick and tired.
Mm-hmm.
But she said that she kept striving for that.
that's all. Okay, so you heard the thoughts of the panelists up here. We want to open it up to you. If you have a question or comment, a question for any of the panelists, or you just want to talk about what are your thoughts about this video. Keen has a microphone set up, so don't all go at once. But we would want to hear. We want to hear from the community. This is a community discussion. So, what are your thoughts on what you do?
I'm the one who designed this little sheet that is in everybody's seats. I'm also a community activist. So when I initially saw this video, it was obviously very hard and difficult to watch. I remember just crying literally all night. Because what you see in that video is just a lack of humanity. And it's obviously disgusting. And like many of the panelists have mentioned up here, this is what the police is trained to do. It is the system. It is a system that was built to round up slaves. And it is a system that is continuing to do that, just in a different format, you know. These days, it's low-level crimes. It's crimes that are associated with poverty, crimes that are associated with homelessness and broken homes and the war on drugs. And we can't reform this. This is not a system that can be reformed because it's how the system was built. That's my thoughts. And just wanted to again mention the little flyers you'll have in your sheet, in your seats. There's a QR code if you guys want to join our movement to try to implement an office of community safety here in Fayetteville. It is a system that a lot of other cities are turning to because of police brutality. And we have a lot of great examples that you guys can read about and do your own research and form your own opinions about. And yeah, thank you.
Hi, y'all. My name is B.J. the Best. I drive cabs for Fayetteville, North Carolina. I think we need to focus on our business because at the end of the day, we don't got no help.
Let's speak directly to the mic.
We don't got no help in between growing. You know what I'm saying? The big gap between you starting something. Somebody who already did. And most of these problems here, we ain't got my money. So we need to get our business up. What we need to do, handle our business. And then we change some ratios. More business. Let's see what we can do. We get our money up and then come back to all this. Keep happening. We ain't doing what we need to do. So we need to do.
Okay. My name is Carrie Jackson, and I am a resident of Fayetteville for the past 3 years. And the last two people, they just said that the problem keeps happening. Our panelists have spoken about systemic racism. And so first you have to understand, you know, that it is a systemic issue. What makes it systemic? It's systemic because of legislation that was put in place on the books a long, long, long time ago. Now, when I made posts, like at first, I didn't even know about Tyree Nichols. One of my friends, they were like, well, you know, they're talking about this this video. They're kind of scared to get it released because of how graphic the video is. They're saying that it's worse than the Rodney King video. And I was like, wow, worse than Rodney King? It's 2023, you know? So that was something that took me back. So when I made my post was, everybody is so up in arms about changing the name of Fort Bragg to Fort Liberty and bringing down all of these monuments and everything because of the
historical representation or historical racist negative viewpoint that is there, to me, is just another take on erasing history. Because the thing is that as a people, and I'm speaking as like a black people, and even as Americans, there's a lot of our history that has been washed away, hidden, it has been written over. So I'm not for, you know, the whole renaming of faces and monuments. Okay, I know, I'm a... Okay, thank you. So, and I know I need to hurry up. However, it goes back to the legislation. If we change the laws on the books, then you can change, and we hold the, we not only change the laws on the books, but hold the people accountable, hold the elected officials accountable for what they are supposed to do, hold the police accountable. You can ride along with the police officers, you can ride along with the sheriffs, you can be active in the community. That's what it takes. It takes an active involvement in order for you to affect change. Your vote does count. Your vote is very important. And you have to hold those officials accountable. When like on my post, I talked about on how like everybody's so, you know, worried about the changing of the post, but nobody is worried about, okay, well, you know, I had mentioned about the girl, and I can't remember her name, but the girl that had the mental issue here in Fayetteville, Jada Johnson, here in Fayetteville. And it took over 4 hours for that to be resolved, and it ended in her death. It ended in her having 2 bullets shot to her head and some more bullets right in front of her kids and her grandparents. And it was a mental health crisis. They had called the ambulance. So why didn't she go to get her mental health help? And the thing is, guess what? In 2021, North Carolina legislation did pass a House bill where it required mental health to be there. It required our law enforcement to have the mental health. I'm sorry, I'm getting ready to laugh. I'm
sorry.
Okay, so what are we holding them accountable? And what are we doing to make sure that those House bills are actually in effect here in our town?
Okay, my name is Daquan White. I'm 24 years old, and I'm a part of the nonprofit organization Southern CC with Tony Brown. I know they asked the question of why we feel like this keeps happening. I feel like the police have a strong sense of entitlement when they approach you. They have a strong sense of entitlement to your life. They feel as if they don't like the way you interact with them or the way the situation goes. Even if you're being nonviolent towards them, that taking your life is something that seems feasible to them, it seems sensible, that that's a sensible answer. You should walk away from a traffic violation or a traffic stop with your life no longer here. And we need to stop that. But I also believe that comes from us having to learn how to police ourselves, accountability, like you were speaking on, and getting our business and stuff right. We have to get our business right because we need the funds and resources to be able to fight back and be able to stand on our own and do our own thing. Because we can do our own thing, like you said it out there, it's not gonna stop. It's not gonna stop. The legislation they already have in place is designed for us. Like you said, you're not surprised. This is already something that you expect to happen. So we know this is already gonna happen. We sit here and we have these conversations. But when we leave here, a lot of these times, we don't do anything. We have talks, but we never implement anything and put anything in place correctly the way it should be put into place. Like, I read this pamphlet that you put together. I like it. I like the programs you're trying to do. I think that things like that can really affect the community, but we have to come together and we have to band together and we have to utilize our resources collectively in order to make those things happen. So that comes with us getting our business straight. When we get our business straight and we come together, then we'll have funds, we'll have resources, and we'll be able to implement certain things to have a voice, to have a change. Because we already know what moves the people at the top is money. Once you start messing with them financially, because you can do all this stuff, all this complaining, all this rioting, all this protesting, going downtown, burning stuff, doing things. You see that nothing really happens, and still we start talking about money. So we have the money already in our community. We need to take that money and focus it and realign it to something different, not buying a whole bunch of stuff that we don't need unnecessarily. Yes, you can spend your money, but you also need to be invested in the community. So That's my take on that. That's my take on everything. Like, we have to come together. We have to show up and support each other. Like, we have a community garden off of Murchison Road. And I think that a lot of faces that I see it in here, I have not seen in that room. It's not a personal attack. Maybe y'all didn't know about it. But if we show up, we come together as a collective, then we can show everybody unity. We can show them what we want, because they have to do what we want down there at the office. Because we are the community. We tell them what we want. But if we're not coming together with a collective vote and a collective voice, they're not going to hear us. So I want you guys to take this when you leave here, come together, network with somebody beside you, exchange numbers, exchange phone numbers. We need to talk. We need to talk outside of this, not only when they get together and decide to organize something. We need to come to them with ideas already on the board, already on the table. So once we do that, then we can actually get somewhere. All right.
Amen. How you guys doing?
Hello.
How you guys doing? My name is Shannon Drummond. I'm here with my lovely wife. Man, powerful. Where did your brother go? Yeah, let's get your face. Okay, yeah. Man, that was powerful. Yeah, and I'm not here to follow that up or top that or anything. I'm just here as a sign of support for the community. I've been on both sides of the jail cell, so to say, so I definitely qualify to speak on this matter with this young man. I've seen it, and again, I'm pretty sure just like everybody else, you know, you get that rage, you get that disappointment. But also for me, it energized me to come out and do something. I don't want to just speak about it, let's be about it. Just, man, you really encouraged me, young man. That's why I'm here out here today with my wife as a sign of solidarity that, you know, we want to see who else says that they want to do something, but then also we need to see you at the gardens. We need to see you involved with these men up here and women to do something by this community. So I just want to say thank you. I appreciate the team putting this together. And we will definitely be doing more going forward to make sure that it doesn't happen. Real quick, too. And also, I agree with the young man. There does need to be reform, but also we need to take accountability for our own communities. You know, why is it that when young black kids are killed or minorities are killed by a police officer, then we want to get up a job? But they doing it every day, right down the street from your neighborhood, if you don't live in the same neighborhood. So let's get there, although I do believe we still need police reform, but let's start in our own community, take accountability for what we're doing, you know, each one teach one, and we all grow together. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Everybody got these GOAT conversations. I feel like LeBron. I feel like LeBron for real. Cause I'm from the South, put on for the West. I feel like LeBron for real. But I'm guessing that mean that I feel like the best. I feel like LeBron for real. For real. For real. I feel like LeBron for real. For real. For real. I feel like LeBron for real. Cause I'm from the South, put on for the West. I feel like LeBron for real. But I'm guessing that mean that I feel like the best. I feel like LeBron for real. For real. For real. I feel like LeBron for real. For real. Give me the rock at the top of the key, and I bet no one's stopping my drive. Got a couple that's loyal and riding with me, so you know it ain't nothing to slide. Got a youngin' that shoot like Ray Allen from three, and he stayed with the heat on the side. It's a Glock with a 30 that sit underneath in case they think it's sweet cause it's size. Baby, my nigga slime. Started from dirt, had to train like no other. I hit the booth cause the words of my brother. My shit the truth, nigga, word of my mother. Word on my set, I'm a threat to you fuckers. I ain't impressed by the talk of the clutter. I'm tryna run up a check from the gutter. If niggas run up, I guess it's another statistic. They missin' my hope. That he suffered. Somehow I'm a threat to him, a stress to him, cause I'm palming the little bitch next to him. I ain't never concerned what the rest doing. They're set cause they smell the success brewing. I go stiff on the bitch since she all in my drip. More problems, more dollars, I'm all for the split. He pop it, I drop him with all of the clip. He gon' wear that 30 like Steph if he drip. I made up my mind when I stepped in this bitch. I want everything I can stretch with this shit. Every gram, every crumb, I'm finessing this bitch. Just that fit in our rap, be careful with this. I made up my mind when I stepped in this bitch. I want everything I can stretch with this shit. Every gram, every crumb, I'm finessing this bitch. Just that fit in our rap, be careful.
I feel like LeBron for real. Cause I'm from the South, put on for the West. I feel like LeBron for real. But I'm guessing that mean that I feel like the best. I feel like LeBron for real. For real. For real. I feel like LeBron for real. For real. For real. I feel like LeBron for real. Cause I'm from the South, put on for the West. I feel like LeBron for real. But I'm guessing that mean that I feel like the best. I feel like LeBron for real. For real. For real.
I feel like LeBron for real.